This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore. I'm really happy now to be talking to one of my all-time favorite, long-time coach friends, Sean Driscoll of St. Mary's High School. Started way back 100,000 years ago. Coach, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Rick?
Doing well, Coach, and it's great to be talking with you once again. And St. Mary's, you're off to a terrific start again, but before we talk about how the season has gone, you know, first two games, let me ask you about what the perspective was. What did you expect to happen through summer and into your first games? In other words, guys coming back, how they were in condition and things like that.
Yeah, well, I think we had a good off season as far as the strength and conditioning program that we offered. And, you know, the kids came in knowing what to do. We're kind of a senior group this year. We get over 20 seniors, which is always good. And they're a big part of the football team, and obviously that also calls for great leadership by them. So it's been off to a good start since the summer.
I ask you this every year, and it's always amazing to me how you can assimilate or how the kids can assimilate with one another, because they come from so many different communities in so many different parts of the North Shore. How does that work out? How do you see that develop?
I honestly, when I first came here 8 years ago, that was always a concern of mine, how do you make it happen. And talking to other coaches in a similar situation, it was a lot of spending a lot of time together, doing a lot of team things, especially in the off season, getting to know people and families and stuff. And we usually just kind of roll with it that way, and it kind of develops as the year goes on, and we've seen some lasting friendships over the year because of that.
Absolutely. Well, who were some of your guys coming in as veterans that you know, are the main leaders?
Well, I will tell you, we have senior Nate Catone, linebacker, running back. He's off to a really good year for us on both sides of the football. Also we had a tackle, defensive tackle, offensive tackle, Gio Perez. He's doing really, really well up front, and he's coming into the second year with us, and he's been playing hard, and he worked hard in the summer. Right guard, Jack Hurley, up front. I've been really impressed with his work ethic and the way he plays the game. The intensity he shows is a good thing for us, and he's been doing really well, you know, over the summer, and he's been really leading the guys up front. You know, I think receiver wise, you know, Sammy Phelps has been with us for 3 years. He's been with us since he's an eighth grader, and he's really come to his own. A couple of big catches the last couple of weeks for us, and my junior, you know, Rowan Merriman, unfortunately we lost our quarterback to a serious shoulder injury opening drive of the game against Swampscott.
Wow.
And he stepped in and took over the quarterback role from our senior, you know, Belliard, who's, you know, really, really worked hard. He's one of our leaders and definitely got someone we're looking forward to, you know, getting us through the year in leadership role on and off the field. And I felt bad for him opening night. You know, you hurt your shoulder and you're out, you know, for God knows how long, and hopefully sooner than later. We've been doing okay so far without him, but he's a big plus when we have him. We're a different team with him, both sides of the ball.
Offhand, Coach, do you have quite a few multi-sport athletes that you know of?
Yes, that's the good news. We have a lot of basketball players, as always, here at St. Mary's, a big thing, and baseball. Baseball is another one that we have a lot of two, three sport athlete type, track and field, same thing. So most of, you know, our players here are involved in multiple things throughout the school year.
Well, now you're off to a fantastic start. You beat Swampscott and Kip in shutouts, and Swampscott won over the weekend. I don't know the Kip score, but tell me about how those games went. Obviously, solid on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, Swampscott, I thought our strength of that game, you know, was our speed on defense and doing the little things on defense to, you know, slow down, you know, an offense over the years that has given a lot of teams trouble and fits. And they're a well-coached team over there, and you know you get a heavy handful. And we were fortunate early to get a couple of breaks, and to be able to shut out a team like Swampscott in a program like that was a good, really good way to start the season. And I think you know, that led us into the next game against Kip, where again our defense was the forefront of the game. I mean, they've been playing really, really well, and you know, just playing great team defense. And we've had over 13, 14, 15 guys contribute, you know, rotating through, and it's one of our strengths of our defense is some of the depth we have.
All right, tell me about your strength of schedule, Coach. What's that look like? And then we'll talk about your upcoming game.
Well, I'll tell you, it's one of the toughest ones that I've had here. And, you know, the CCL in general has, you know, up and down years when it comes to, you know, strength. And last year was a little bit on the, you know, a little bit on the downside, a little bit with younger teams coming in, and that's going to be improving. But, you know, we opened up, like you said, Swampscott Kiff, and then, you know, we come in this week playing a, you know, very good Gloucester team from what I see so far. And then, you know, Bishop Feehan, who is probably, you know, it's the biggest school in the CCL, and
yep.
We've always been able to match up with them there, but they're a very good program, lots of kids, and they kind of grind you a little bit, so that's always a battle. And doesn't get any easier after that, because then we got, you know, Shawshin Tech after that, and Bishop Stang, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. And
another one.
I know. I'm looking at Shawshin, and they're rolling once again. You got Feehan and Stang. Oh, my goodness. What is what is Newman Goretti? What is that?
Newman Goretti is down in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so you're going to Philadelphia.
South Philadelphia. Two comparable schools in the sense of size, location. Very familiar with each other. So we're going to go down, take a long trip down, and, you know, spend some time together as a team, and then we follow up the regular season the following week, or 2 weeks. We get a week off after the Philly trip, and we play Old Rochester.
That's exciting. I hope the kids have a
physical team, too. So we're playing, you know, a strength of schedule, which is a very physical schedule, schedule based on what they do, you know, offensively and defensively. So we are going to be challenged for sure.
When you go to Philadelphia, Coach, will the kids have a chance to see a little bit of the sights? Because it's a fantastic city.
Yeah, we have some stuff planned. We're playing Saturday afternoon that weekend, so we have some stuff planned for Saturday night into Sunday there. So we spend some time together.
Wow.
And then the next week we get back, we're off that week, so it gives us some time to regroup. You know, so
what an exciting season for your kids and the parents as well. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, like you know, I say all the time. You look at your team going into the year, and we felt with the schedule changes and stuff, and the strength of schedule changing, and looking at it, saying, you know what, if any team can handle it, would be this team here. You know, when you have the seniors coming back from previous years that have been with you for 3 or 4 years, and I think it's going to be a good. The whole year itself will be a good experience for them. Hopefully, they just keep working hard and keep stringing some wins together.
All right. Before I ask you about the Gloucester game, what's the strength of your team? I know you mentioned the seniors, but in terms of on the field play, what's the best part of your team?
I honestly think that the offensive and defensive line, and there's not too many years that I've been able to say that, but really feel good the way that's playing out right now, and the work they put in the offseason, and seeing how they're performing across the board. You know, I think skill-wise, we're right there. And, you know, before we lost our quarterback, I would say the quarterback is probably one of our biggest strengths, you know. So now we're, you know, limited on some of the stuff we can do.
All right, you know, as we go along during the season, I'm going to ask you to highlight some of the line play, because, you know, the skilled players, they always get their name in the paper, but some of the grunts up front don't. So I'm going to be asking about them, Sean.
Yeah, guys up front, like I was saying earlier, Jack Hurley, Isaac Boney, he's been playing really really well. Luke Phelps at center, first-year center for us, probably the one of the tougher kids we have on the team, you know. I think, like I said, Gio Perez, he's a tackle. And then we have another junior this year playing in James Ridley, who's going to be a really good football player for us on both sides of the ball. He's coming into his own, and he's getting better each week of practice in each game. You can see the difference in him, and we're really happy with the progress with those guys up front on both sides of the ball.
Tremendous. All right, Gloucester has that old wing tee thing. They're running hard on the ground. What's your scouting report on them for this week?
You know what it reminds me of is I was telling my coaches when I got back, I stopped in Falmouth and saw them play against Falmouth, and it reminded me of the old school Gloucester team, what they're doing offensively and how they're controlling the ball in line of scrimmage. And I'll tell you what, they got three backs in that backfield that are pretty good, and they got a quarterback that manages the game well for them for what they want to do. So, it'll be interesting for us and how we can trying to prepare to stop them, because they do some really good stuff offensively with that wing tee offense.
What are you running on offense, Sean?
We're a little bit multiple, you know. We're multiple, you know, some downhill running game, and we'll spread you out a little bit of time. But other than that, we don't run a lot, to be honest with you.
All right.
It's pretty simple.
Coach, so exciting to be back at this, man. And thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it, as always.
No problem. Good to hear from you.
All right. Be well, Coach. Good luck this week.
You too.
Take care, Sean. That is Sean Driscoll, who is the St. Mary's High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.